Does anyone have any questions for
her? How do you feel?
Oh, I've just been blissful.
Did you feel something when she did that?
Well, everything she said, I felt this opening and the circulation and the light.
Yeah. Well, it was an interesting treatment. I think everybody's going to want you to process them. Okay.
The Jenny touch, that was.
Yeah. I think we have a good prospect for the molecule right there.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Who?
When you first started talking about being at a higher plane and holding light, there's an affirmation of the disciple that may or may not resonate for you, but it goes, I am a point of light within a greater light. I am a strand of loving energy flowing within the stream of love divine. I am a point of sacrificial fire focused within the fiery will of God, and thus I stand. I am a way by which men may achieve. I am a source of strength enabling them to stand. I am a beam of light shining upon their way, and thus I stand. And standing thus revolve and tread this way the ways of men and know the ways of God, and thus I stand.
Yeah, that's a really great affirmation. That ranks up there with a great invocation.
I was given that about 4 months ago.
Oh, were you?
Speaking.
That very one? Yeah. That's a really good affirmation. Okay, any other comments? We're approaching the end of our gathering here.
Question for Jenny. When you looked around and you look at where we are today, do you feel the soul vibration of those that were around you at that time, around you today?
There are several individuals that I know. In that meditation, I knew who they were today. I'm not to share.
Okay. Any other questions for? Oh, did you see anything different about the crucifixion or anything than is related in the Bible? Did the Bible seem to be fairly accurate, or
before
did you get
today,
any impressions there?
I'm not a big follower of the Bible. I don't like it.
Is your background Mormon?
Okay. I should like it, but there's something with it that just doesn't resonate with me. I don't know. It doesn't ring true.
The Bible account?
It doesn't ring pure is a better word.
Yeah, now there's all kinds of different accounts, like Mohammed taught that Jesus wasn't really crucified, but what you saw that he was, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And other psychics and people have thought that he actually survived the cross. That he wasn't really resurrected the way we
yeah.
picked, but he
that
was
could be
revived.
Possible. I don't know.
But you saw the resurrection, didn't you?
I saw the tomb, and then I saw him before me in a I saw him before me. I didn't see...
Did he look like he was healed or still...
Yes. No, he looked good. He looked glowing. He looked amazing. And he felt amazing.
So everything so far is pretty much in agreement with the scriptures. Was there anything... Did you see anything that's maybe a little bit different or that's maybe not in the scriptures?
There's something around a table. The table. I kept seeing this table and all these wooden chairs around it, and I kept seeing all these people sitting around the table.
Which Was this at the Pentecost period or the Last Supper?
I don't know. The Pentecost probably. I don't know for sure, but there were women. There were women there, and there were men there. It was not just men. In fact, there were even a few children.
That's what I've always taught, that there are men and women involved there.
And the children may have been nursing children, so I have been taken back several times by Jehovah to see different aspects of his life previous to today. And there were some things I was shown previously that I've never read about it, but I, you know, so then I doubt a little bit that maybe I shouldn't, I don't know.
Is anything particularly interesting that you saw that you want to share?
I saw a dungeon that he was being thrown down into a dungeon, and it was like a hole in.
He was thrown into a pit. Did you see that?
No.
That was a symbolic thing that he saw, because the pit was symbolic to him of
where he was.
The church is going to throw Greg into.
Yeah, and maybe this could have been the same thing for me, but I saw him in a pit underneath the ground, and I saw men chained to the walls, and some of them looked disgusting, like there was nothing left to them. I saw mice crawling around, but I saw he wasn't chained when he went in there, and he went from person to person and loved them, just loved them right where they were. And even the disgusting, it was so gross, I couldn't even look at some of the men, but he could. That's what I saw. He could. And but then I saw saw them beating him profusely and spitting on him, and I saw chains. Even like, I know the scriptures only talk about some kind of whip or something, but I saw being whipped with chains. But I don't know, maybe that could have been symbolic for what I've gone through with the church also. And so I don't want to declare one way or another that that's history.
Well, we'll do one more thing and then we'll end. All of us gather around in a circle, male and female as much as possible.
Someone say Grace.
Do we have exactly the same number of males and females?
No, we're missing a male right here.
There's a male missing.
Oh,
male
missing. Uh-huh. Pretty close. We always come out really close. It's amazing. You know, all the new age groups, they come out, they're 90% female, everybody says. You know.
And all the churches.
Yeah.
Except for the Mormon church and this group.
We're just shows we're a fairly balanced bunch. Yeah. Okay, follow me. Father God, we are thankful at this time for this gathering, for these choice souls which you've gathered here to be of one. And I personally pray that your spirit will descend upon them. Lift your eyes up and feel and sense the Master. Sense
the heart of the person on your right and on your left. And of the whole group, which is one. Bask in the glory of God. In silence for just a few minutes. And go ahead and go with the rocking back and forth. With the flow. Let the light and love permeate your soul. Cleanse every part of your being. One more word. Amen. You guys are a great group. Hugs around for everybody. Thank you.